The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I'm your host today, Rebecca Miller. And my co-host today is Jerry Pretzman.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning.
Jerry, you're like an original Project Independence member
right.
from the
Don't
Great Neck Region.
Don't put it in such a negative way, though.
Never negative. Please, come on. We're partners here. You're
I'm just
funny.
Older, but not old.
No, not you. I'm saying in terms of being an original.
Right.
You are an original, I have to say.
Okay.
But, okay. So, Jerry, thank you so much for...
It's great to be here today.
Thank you for co-hosting today. It's always great to have you. You and I have done the show together a few times, and I think we always have a good time. So I just want to say welcome. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Our services include transportation for food shopping and medical visits. We have a help at home, a minor home maintenance program. We provide nursing, community nursing, and social work services. We have fitness classes, community education, information and referral, anything really that's needed. And if we don't provide the service, we will definitely connect you to someone or some agency that has that service for you. We will never say, oops, sorry, we can't help you. Have a nice day. I don't think you'll ever hear anybody call up and say, Project Independence turned me away. What you'll hear is they really help me and help to connect me to the services that I need. And because of that, I'm able to age in place. So our first guest today is Barbara Melman. Barbara is not just our guest today. She is also a frequent co-host of the show.
Hi there. This is Barbara.
Barbara's from our Great Neck region as well, and she's been around for a Project Independence member for several years.
I've been careful with this language about being around and originals.
That's okay.
We are very sensitive people.
You are sensitive today, Jerry. Okay, I'm going to take that word out of my vocabulary. Victoria's our engineer. Just kick me in my leg if I use that again.
No, I like the phrase, this isn't my first rodeo.
This is, okay, there you go. There you go. But what I wanted to say both about Jerry and Barbara, both being Project Independence members, is... though they're members, I don't think they've ever needed to actually use the services that Project Independence provides. Rather, they just are registered in the event that you need the services.
Let me add to that. Yes, I have.
Oh!
And among other things, one is you folks are the sponsors of the Romeos, which is through you. But secondly, something that many of us should look at is the ability to get people to come in and help you change light bulbs, and rather than creeping up ladders and holding on with one hand, these young people come and do a great job of things like that. So don't be bashful. They're great, professional, and a pleasure to have in your home.
Right. Well, that's our minor home maintenance program, and those services are provided by TRI, the Rehabilitation Institute. And what they do is they train people. It's kind of on location, on-site training, people with disabilities to kind of learn a trade. So what happens is if you call up and say you need an air conditioner in the window that needs to come out, or you have one that needs to go in. So it's kind of seasonal, the types of tasks that they do. They come in with a supervisor and they're shown how to properly do it. And then they're learning and you're getting a service taken care of for you. So it is really wonderful. If you have any questions about 311, if you have any questions, please call 311 about the minor home repair service. But where I was actually going with you, Jerry, and Barbara being Project Independence members, you're actually more providing services with the Romeos. I know you're part of that group, but you both sit on a lot of committees. You sit on the radio show committee, which helps us structure how we're going to do programs down the road, where we want to focus, who are some great guests.
The advisory board.
You both sit on the advisory board, where we go to members, residents of the community, and kind of ask them, where are their needs going? What's going on in your community? How can Project Independence help? So where you're actually providing services for Project Independence. You're here on the radio show. You're guest hosting. So you're more of a volunteer for Project Independence as well. And we are extremely grateful for that, because without you, Jerry, and you, Barbara, here today, you know, we wouldn't have a radio show. It's really like just really an honor, because we have such a wealth of residents in the town of North Hempstead with varied careers and experiences that can share. And you know, that's why today we have Barbara, and she's going to talk about more of her, I guess, social experiences. But you also have a background working with computers and seniors.
Right. So I give technology workshops, actually, for the town of North Hempstead. There's one coming up in September. If you dial 311, you can ask them when the next workshop is.
I think we're going to talk about that in Talk of the Town toward the end of the show.
Right.
But for today, we're here. The subject is traveling options for seniors. So where does your expertise come in? Is it through traveling, or do you have some kind of formal background?
It's through traveling and the fact that I absolutely love to travel. And through my experiences traveling, I have learned so much, and that's why I'm here. One of the things I'd like to start with, because I've got four pages of notes, so we will never
get
through them.
Let's get started.
We'll finish up in the afternoon.
Is first, traveling safety.
Oh, great topic.
Sure. That is so important. So how do you travel safely? You don't want to be injured. But when you travel, for instance, in European countries, in foreign countries, they don't always have elevators. They don't always have escalators. A friend of mine just got back from traveling in China, and she took the Yangtze River cruise, and it turned out that the stairs down to the boat were metal stairs. They were slippery, and they had no handrail. She was terrified to go down because she had one weak ankle. So she hired a Chinese man to help her down the stairs. So these are the kinds of things you have to actually be concerned about for your safety. So I'm going to give you some tips.
Great.
Okay. So I came home from Mexico in February, deathly ill. It turns out I had a UTI and E. coli.
Oh, so almost the trifecta.
It took me a month to recover. Mm-hmm. I recovered in Key West, by the way. Great place to recover. But here's what you should do. If you are planning to travel, ask your doctor for a prescription for a broad-spectrum antibiotic like amoxicillin and Cipro, which takes care of a UTI.
Well, we really can't give out any kind of medical information, so people should really see their doctor.
See, and
make
ask them
sure
for prescriptions.
They give details of where they're going to be.
Right.
And hopefully the doctor, they do have a mechanism now with the way our practice management systems are with that in doctor offices to be able to look up where people are traveling and what the recommended medications are that you should travel
on.
I think one of the points that we want to raise is you shouldn't take these things on your own.
Oh, don't take them. Just pack them in your suitcase.
No, but don't even buy them, because some of these things have cross effects with other meds you're taking.
Right. Well, that's why we go to our doctor, Jerry, and let them know.
The other thing you want to remember is that you're going to be pulling heavy luggage. Go to the drugstore and get a strap for your forearm that they use for tennis elbow. It will protect your arm when you are pulling luggage upstairs. For instance, if you are going to Cinque Terre in Italy, you're going up and down stairs and they have no escalators, no elevators. So you want to protect your arm.
Right. So basically, really what we should be talking about are kind of the barriers to travel, whether they're lack of escalators or stairs. So when people travel to foreign countries, you know, not everybody has an issue with their shoulder. It could be their back. So they just need to be aware that there are instances where you're going to be schlepping heavy suitcases up steps and there are no escalators. Right. So be kind of forewarned and prepare.
Right.
And then, you know, maybe you'll lighten your load or you'll pack or carry in a, you know, your suitcase in an appropriate way that is best suited to you.
So, perhaps a couple of alternatives you can look at, too. One is a travel agent who's experienced in that area who can tip you off in terms of what the dangers are. You know, every little bit helps.
Right,
and
right.
Secondly, you might consider going on a tour.
I'll be getting to that.
Okay, I know you will, right.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like to hear more the safety tips related to, you know, best places to keep your passport and what to look for in terms of the documents you have to travel with.
That's where I was getting to next.
And, like, are the safes really safe in a hotel room and that kind of information?
So the first thing you want to do is you want to go with photocopies. You need a photocopy of your passport, of your Medicare card, your driver's license, your travel tickets, and your itinerary. Okay? And just make photocopies and pack them in a suitcase. So should you lose any of those documents, it's not a problem. You've got your documentation. Where do you keep them to keep them safe? I use a cross-shoulder handbag, which is always in front of me. And it is always on my person. You can also buy at any travel place like the Container Store, or if you go on the internet and type travel equipment, you'll find it. They have these fanny belts that fit under your clothing and aren't very bulky. You can keep your passport there. A lot of people use hotel safes. Some of them have a combination. Some of them have a key. Sometimes the hotel charges for the safe. My own personal feeling is I want my passport on my body all the time. Because if I get lost, if I am in a strange country, I want to be able to prove who I am and where I come from.
Well, the American consulates are very helpful.
Absolutely.
But in Europe, we found that if you have a problem, there's no nearby American consulate. The Belgian consulates, unbelievably, are extremely...
Oh, okay.
Just as a side, we were traveling with some friends, and they were robbed in Sicily, and they took their passports, and they had to go to Paris for a wedding. It was a long story, and there was no American consulate there. And there, we were walking down the street, and there was a Belgian consulate. And I suggested to Carolyn, a friend, go up there and see if they can help you. They did.
But that's why you make a photocopy.
They had nothing.
It
was the first time they were robbed. But the point is that they're there to help you as a traveler. Yeah, that's important. Yeah.
The other thing you need copies of are your eyeglass prescriptions. Just go to your optometrist, your optician, get a copy, take it with you if you need another pair of glasses. If you lose your reading glasses, which I did when I was in Lake Louise, you can get another pair.
Okay. Make scanning in these copies when you're home and sending it to your email address. So in the instance that your luggage goes missing and you don't have anything, you can always go to your email address. Of course, it has to be a very safe, guarded type of process.
Well, you have to be able to use your phone. So either it's Wi-Fi or you're going to be paying international telephone rates, which can be incredibly expensive.
Well, I think in the event that, just in case it's lost, you'd be happier trying to spend a few extra dollars on the internet than trying to replace. But we're actually down to 30 seconds in this segment. We will be back shortly with Barbara Mellman talking about travel options for seniors. And next, I think we'll be talking about the great places she's gone and where her recommendations
are. And tour groups.
So we'll be right back on WCWP.org, Project Independence and You.